I'm Taylor Gant with GPB News. Georgia's top Republicans in the race for governor are reaffirming their stances on illegal immigration. Over the weekend, seven Republican candidates met for a debate in the race to replace term-limited Governor Nathan Deal. Secretary of State Brian Kemp wants to establish a state database to track crimes committed by people living in the country illegally. State Senator Michael Williams, meanwhile, wants every county to adopt a program that trains local officers to carry out immigration enforcement duties. Critics, however, argue that deportation is a federal issue and tougher laws create an environment in which immigrants are hesitant to report crimes. Atlanta is continuing to recover slowly, 11 days after the city's computer system was locked down by a ransomware virus. The city says several services are still not fully operational. Water and sewer bills can only be paid in person, while the municipal court is still unable to process ticket payments in any form. The city is also extending the deadline for businesses to pay license fees without penalty. On March 22nd, a hacker group infected the city's systems, giving officials 1 week to pay a $51,000 ransom to restore the data. The deadline came and went without comment from the city, which says it is still working to restore all services. An ongoing contract dispute between Blue Cross Blue Shield of Georgia and Piedmont Healthcare could mean higher insurance costs for 500,000 Georgians. According to the AJC, Blue Cross and Piedmont failed to come to an agreement over the weekend, meaning that Piedmont is no longer considered an in-network provider for Blue Cross holders. The insurance company says the hospital is asking for too much money, while Piedmont says Blue Cross is giving out too little. Piedmont says it will still be able to cover patients who have Blue Cross insurance plans, but there will be a higher out-of-network cost to those patients. Despite the past deadline, both groups say they will continue to negotiate. Tens of thousands of golf fans are descending on Augusta this week for the Masters Golf Tournament. GPB's Drew Dawson reports.
As if on cue, the azaleas at Augusta National are blooming, welcoming visitors from across the globe. Larger than average crowds are expected because Tiger Woods is playing this year. The four-time Masters champion last won in 2005, but after his performance in recent PGA tournaments, he's solidified his place as a fan favorite. That's causing ticket prices on the resale market to climb north of $3,000 apiece. Practice rounds begin today, with tournament play starting Thursday. The Masters tournament has been held at Augusta National since 1934. For GPB News, I'm Drew Dawson in Augusta.
The Georgia Parole Board is inviting crime victims to meet with board members. The State Board of Pardons and Paroles plans to hold Victim Visitor Days on April 11th and April 12th at Georgia Piedmont Technical College Conference Center in Clarkston. The Visitor Days are part of the board's observance of National Crime Victims Rights Week. The board says victims will be able to discuss the parole status of the person who victimized them. They may also share information about the case that they would like the board to know when considering possible parole for that person. Victims can also sign up to receive notifications about the status of their case, including board decisions and possible releases. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Taylor Gant.